It's the Grease Man Show. You made it through. How's it going?
Grease Man.
Huh?
How are you?
I'm very well.
Glad to hear it. I first heard you in Baltimore about down 5-6 years ago.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing down there?
Took some police courses down there.
Are you a lawman?
I was.
What happened to you?
Got a bad set of lungs on me and not doing the job I loved anymore.
A bad set of lungs, huh?
Cystic fibrosis.
Oh, no. Sorry to hear that.
Well,
I'll figure out something to do for it, huh?
Yeah, I got to tell you that I only heard you down there for a few short months and loved you. Came back to Philadelphia and kind of got stuck with...
Well, whatever, but I'm here now in all my splendor, rocking and laughing, so I'll keep you company.
Hey, you bring some bright spots to my day. Can't wait until dinner time rolls around to throw you on the radio.
All right, well, you just kick back, put your feet up. You got your cushions comfortably propped under you. Get laid back in the semi-Fowler position. The cushions under your knees like that. There you go. And I'll regale you with stories all night long. What do you think?
Love those cop stories.
All right. I'll do one a little bit later if you can linger longer, okay?
Well, we keep you on until you go to bed.
All right, thanks.
All right, Grease Man, love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Of course, I don't really go to bed. I slip away for a little liquid therapy. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, it's Grease. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Grease?
Rocking.
Hey, listen, I'm 17, and I'm... You know, I don't drink, don't do drugs.
Good. That's great, laddie.
And we got to find something to do. It's Friday night, and there's nothing to do, you know?
Because you don't drink? Well, I tell you what, how about a great book? I can recommend some great books.
I read book on school nights.
No, I mean, for fun, reading for fun, not just studying physics and that kind of thing, but you know, just for the sake of reading a good story.
Yeah, but I want to go out and meet people.
You want to meet girls?
Well, yeah.
Well, you're only 17.
Well...
So the 17-year-old girls are all going out with 28-year-old guys.
Yeah, well, I go out with older girls. You know what I mean?
Oh, do you? Well, good luck. It's tough.
Know, I mean, I got nothing to do here. I hit puberty when I was, what, 13?
Isn't there like a church social you could go to?
Yeah, I'm not into that.
You want action.
I want action.
You want...
I don't
want
to be high or drunk.
All right.
Slobbering on the floor.
Sadly, it almost seems like you got to be drunk or slobbering on the floor to get action. That's why I wrote the Hop of the Gaga Handbook, because you have to end up going in bars and playing the game and buying liquor, and everybody gets drunk, and you don't even know what the hell's happening.
Right.
And then in the aftermath, everybody says the only reason what happened last night is because we were drunk.
Right.
Instead of saying, like you, look at you. You're clean as a whistle. You've had no conquest in your life. You have no diseases. You don't have any addictions. You don't have...
I'm saying I should get some diseases.
No, I'm saying you shouldn't get diseases. I'm just warning you that, you know, you should continue to be safe. It's for a guy like you, and really, you should wait till you're 18. I don't want to contribute to your delinquency, but yeah, you should wait till you're 18, and you can find yourself a filly. Now, when you turn 18, I will give you a copy of the Hop of the Gaga Handbook, which is meant for guys just such as you, who are tired of the same scene of going to bars and having to play a game and drinking too much alcohol and risking a DWI. Let me read you chapter 15. This one's called The Breakfast Bon Vivant. Well, you've seen her in the neighborhood. God, she looks sweet. The scuttlebutt is she just broke up with her boyfriend and she's a little angry about the whole thing and just kind of keeping to herself. You have choice A. Eventually arrange to meet her, talk her into going out with you, 15 walks in the park, 22 different dinners, 6 or 7 movies, and then maybe sometime around next fall, you'll get to first base with her. Or you can read chapter 15. It's called The Breakfast Bon Vivant. What you do is you put one of those little serving jackets on like the waiters wear, a little beret on the side of your head, and you whip up a little bit of breakfast. And then one Saturday morning, you know her car's still there, so she hadn't gone out. You just ring the doorbell and... You hear from behind the door, "Yes, who's there?" You say, "Breakfast bon vivant." She'll say, "What's breakfast bon vivant?" You say, "It's a breakfast service. Your friends have sent you a gift, breakfast in bed. Breakfast bon vivant." And she's like, "What do you mean, babe?" She'll open the door. "Wow, come on in, man." There you are with a little tray with a cloth over it. You say, "Well, this is supposed to be breakfast in bed. Come on, get back in bed." She's like, "Well, give me a minute. I got my nightie on here." So she runs upstairs, gets back into bed. And then, "I'm ready." You bring the tray up. He'd say, well, congratulations. She says, who sent me the breakfast ball before? He said, well, we're not allowed to reveal that. Obviously, you have a secret admirer, so... First of all, here's a strawberry. Lay back. Put your head on the pillow here. Lay back a little bit. There's your strawberry. And, okay, now, with your breakfast bon vivant comes a massage. And so, you start kneading her shoulders. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Take your time. Linger over it. Spit out your gum. Work her. That's it. You say, of course, we at the breakfast bon vivant, we are all trained masseurs. So I'll give you as much as, or a little as she'll like. Oh, that is heavenly. Oh, that's one thing I hated about those months when I was with Brad. He would never rub my neck. Oh, that is so good. That's it. Now roll over. Let me get you back. Let me get your legs. Oh, God. Now, I am trained, so pardon me if I feel like I'm a little personal here, but that's it. Oh, that is good. Yeah, man, that is dash. You send sensuous waves through her as she lies there groaning. Be very delicate. Don't rush this part of it. This is key. Because when a person's getting that kind of sensual massage, it will arouse her no matter how depressed she is over the breakup of her last relationship. That's it. Turn over. Let me get those feet. Oh, God. One toe at a time. That's it. Yes. Yes. Before you know it, she's ready for the breakfast bon vivant kiss. A light one. A gentle one. Hungrily, she pulls you to her.
Oh, yes. Oh, oh God. Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, well, oh, man, that was unexpected. She's like, wow, that's a little extra service for the breakfast bowl. You say, yeah, I didn't imagine anything like that would happen. I can't believe it. On top of everything else, I got another breakfast bowl. I'm supposed to do in another 20 minutes, so let me get your breakfast on here. Well, here's your tray. I'll tell you what, here's my card. And I'll tell you what, anytime you have a breakfast bowl, you want to have your friends, you just call this number. Of course, you have these fake cards with the breakfast bowl, 555-6789 on there. And you go pass. Pounding down her stairs in time to hear her say, wait a minute, what kind of breakfast is this? A Pop-Tart and a glass of Tang? But by then you're...
It's the all-new Grease Man Show.